I have two observations to make, one positive and one negative, about the new programme for government as published. I think most farmers in Sligo, South Donegal, North Leitrim and this region will welcome the commitment that is in there, that the government will work with like-minded countries in Europe in our opposition to the Mercosur deal. So it's very clear in that paragraph, in the actual agreement, that we are opposing the deal. And I'm pleased with that, because in recent weeks, there has been somewhat of a watering down of opposition among some Fine Gael people to Mercosur. I'm talking specifically about the Trade Minister, Peter Burke, from Mullingar, who was quoted in the Sunday Business Post as saying that some details in the annex of the agreement had changed his attitude towards opposing it. Now, we say, and I know, having read the agreement, there's nothing in the annex which looks after and deals with our concerns about animal welfare and the actual scrutiny of the meat coming in and coming out of South America. There is EU Commission, European Commission presence in South America. It's not in the agreement. And Peter Burke is mistaken in that. So I'm pleased that the agreement, and in fairness to the independent TDs, the agreement makes it very clear in working in opposition to the Mercosur deal. So this is a commitment to oppose the deal, as far as I'm concerned, and it's welcome. Now, what's not in the agreement, and I'm slightly more negative about it, is I would have liked to see much more in terms of the government's resources going into this operation. There's an awful lot in the agreement about the important issue of the derogation. New committees have been formed, a new Taoiseach setting up a committee to look at water quality. That's important. But I also think there's a missed opportunity here that the Taoiseach should be chairing a committee on the Mercosur deal as well. We should have, or the Taoiseach, we should have set up a new committee to do this important work. And I think that's something that's been but missed. But I have to say, in fairness to Marion Harkin TD, to Sean Canny TD, and to Kevin Boxamore, it is in the agreement, and that's what we wanted to see, the opposition of the Irish government.
So would it be fair to say, as you've pointed out, as a state in a paragraph, that the government aimed to stand up for Irish farmers, and, you know, something you've been pushing quite a bit recently, and you said how this shows backing. So you have words there to point to saying the government supports this, but now what you're going to be looking for are actions to back up these words. Would that be fair?
Yes, I would be in touch with Marion Harkin, the new junior minister from the Northwest, in the coming days. I've already sent my congratulations to her, and I recognise the work she has done previously as an MEP in her opposition to the Mercosur deal. But I'll be urging her to proceed from this point and the programme for government, which has that one mention and that one key note of opposition, but proceeding to actually setting up a high-ranking committee of government subcommittee, so that the department, the minister, the Taoiseach, can work alongside the Minister of Foreign Affairs, can work alongside all the other key elements of government to oppose the Mercosur deal. We need to go much further than just a one-line statement in the programme for government, and I'm confident that we will continue to highlight this, and there will be a further response as we go through the next 3 months.